Good morning. I'm Mike Pulsifer, and this is the CBS World News Roundup. With the start of the Democratic National Convention just 2 days away, the key players are working to put aside their disagreements and unify the party. We have two reports, beginning with Bill Whitaker with the Dukakis campaign in Boston.
Michael Dukakis says his differences with Jesse Jackson are nothing that can't be resolved. The two men talked by phone for 15 minutes yesterday. Dukakis characterized the conversation as good. Relations between the two camps have been strained since Dukakis announced his selection of Texas Senator Lloyd Benson as his running mate Tuesday. The ticket, says Jackson, excludes the progressive wing of the Democratic Party that he represents. Top Dukakis and Jackson staffers are scheduled to meet today in Atlanta to try to iron out their differences before the convention starts Monday. With his selection of Benson, Dukakis signaled his intention to go after voters who have fled the Democratic Party in recent years. But Jackson is serving notice that his constituents won't be ignored or taken for granted. Reconciling these two factions within the party will be Dukakis' biggest task next week. Dukakis aides say the party must leave Atlanta united if it is to have any chance of winning in November. Bill Whitaker, CBS News, Boston.
This is Betsy Aaron with the Jackson campaign in Nashville. In a black church in Nashville, Jesse Jackson stood with Senator Albert Gore last night, hands raised to promote unity. The congregation had booed Gore, black Tennesseans remembering their senator had been endorsed by New York Mayor Ed Koch during the New York primary. Koch, a political enemy of Jesse Jackson's. An ebullient Jackson told the crowd, "This is the new South.
Tonight we did not gather, waiting for the early bus. To pick cotton. Tonight we gather to pick presidents."
Jackson is making the Democratic Party very uncomfortable.
"I will challenge our party to be a bigger party and a better party. I paid my dues. I paid my dues."
He wants involvement in the Democratic National Committee for his constituents. He wants involvement on state committees. He wants a role in the Dukakis campaign and the responsibility that goes along with that role. Unless he gets the recognition and the responsibility, unity at the Democratic Convention could be a dream unfulfilled. Betsy Aaron, CBS News, Nashville.
As the candidates work to resolve their differences, others are working to make sure the convention itself goes smoothly. Peter Van Sant reports.
The sounds of final preparations at the Omni in Atlanta, where thousands of delegates will meet for the Democratic National Convention. Critics complain that the Omni's too small, that hundreds of people won't be able to see the main podium. Protesters are upset that the city is restricting them to a small parking lot out of sight of the delegates. And advocates for the homeless, like Reverend Timothy McDonald, are upset that all homeless people within view of the Omni have been forced to move.
"We don't condone the out-of-sight, out-of-mind syndrome that's being proposed by a number of individuals, but we feel it's important that America knows that we have a homeless problem and that we begin to address it."
Atlanta columnist and humorist Louis Grizzard is excited about the convention, even though he prefers a major sporting event.
"I think we'd much rather have the World Series or the finals of the National Wrestling Alliance. We have a lot of wrestling fans in town, but I think it's a big thing."
The pre-convention activity is expected to heat up tomorrow when the Ku Klux Klan holds a march through downtown Atlanta. A communist group plans to confront the Klan marchers, and city police are preparing for trouble. Peter Van Sant, CBS News, Atlanta.
The time on the World News Roundup, 4 minutes past the hour.
First, there was XR4 Ti. Aerodynamic, turbocharged, German engineered. It's the car that led Lincoln Mercury to its third straight Trans Am Racing Championship. Now, there's Scorpio 2, the car that combines German performance with the kinds of features and appointments you can be comfortable with. Like tilt and telescoping steering wheel, power reclining seats, up front and in back, and available leather seats and power moon roof. Scorpio, Europe's most honored new car when it was introduced, winning 18 awards, including Europe's coveted Car of the Year title for 1986. And they say lightning doesn't strike twice. The XR4 Ti Sports Coupe and the Scorpio Touring Sedan. Two bold strokes of driving excitement. Imported from Germany for select Lincoln Mercury dealers.
You're listening to News Radio, KNX. It's 7:05.
There's another threat to the planned timetable for resumption of the U.S. space shuttle program. Engineers at Cape Canaveral worked through the night looking for a small fuel leak inside a maneuvering rocket pod. The shuttle Challenger is scheduled to head into space in early September, but officials say if the leak is serious enough to force the ship back to a hangar for repairs, there will be a significant delay. U.S. officials have expressed optimism about the fate of three Navy flyers who are now in Vietnam. They were rescued by the Vietnamese Navy after their plane experienced problems with its navigation system and then ran out of fuel while on a flight from Singapore to the Philippines. Officials in this country had said they believed the three would be freed without delay. But as Rick Fredrickson reports from Bangkok, there is a delay.
It has now been 4 days since the T-39 aircraft ditched in the South China Sea in waters claimed by Vietnam. Direct negotiations are occurring here in Bangkok over the fate of the three Navy flyers. U.S. Ambassador William Brown called on his Vietnamese counterpart this morning, according to the Vietnamese embassy. While there is no indication this will escalate into an international incident, there is some concern over why the three have not been released. In the past, American citizens found in Vietnam's territorial waters have been accused of spying. One observer speculates the Hanoi government is deciding how best to release them for maximum political gains. For now, the Vietnamese insist the Americans are being treated kindly. Rick Fredrickson for CBS News, Bangkok.
7 minutes past the hour.
I used to look at Oprah, and times I turned to Phil. But summer should be fun now, and I could use a thrill.
I'm Geraldo Rivera. If you think you've seen it all, Southern California, you haven't seen Geraldo. Weekdays at 4 on Channel 2.
I need more excitement. Someone fresh and so alive. He never disappoints me. We're alone from 4 to 5.
Hot Tub with Geraldo.
Southern California summers are hotter than ever when you talk it up with Geraldo. Weekdays at 4, only on Channel 2.
KNX News Time, 7:08.
Leaders of the Nicaraguan Contras are meeting this weekend in the Dominican Republic trying to resolve differences said to be triggered by the reduction in U.S. aid and factional disagreements. Some say the situation threatens to split the rebels, an assessment Contra leader Adolfo Calero sees as off the mark.
There's a tendency to overblow differences and to underestimate agreements. The differences are logical, natural in democratic societies, and we can live with them and we can go ahead.
In Nicaragua, a radio station and an opposition newspaper have been closed down, opposition leaders arrested, and several U.S. diplomats, including the ambassador to Nicaragua, expelled. Calero believes the government is trying to back away from a peaceful settlement with the Contras.
They have reneged. They have practically killed the agreement. I'm very much afraid that the Sandinistas are just not prepared to even talk about democracy.
Secretary of State George Shultz is in South Korea today, nearing the end of his latest diplomatic journey. Bruce Dunning reports from Seoul.
South Korean officials welcomed Shultz with heavy security. Military helicopters hovered over his motorcade as he traveled from a tightly guarded military airport to the tightly guarded site of the Summer Olympics. South Korean officials hope he's brought renewed assurances from China that North Korea won't create any incidents during the games. Just yesterday, North Korea again accused the United States and South Korea of using the Olympics as a cover for an arms buildup. But in his arrival remarks, Shultz merely mentioned the Olympics as a tribute to South Korea's miracle of rapid economic growth.
A single decade has seen a remarkable economic surge, as well as a dramatic popular push toward democracy. The political changes that have transpired here in even the past year have been nothing short of breathtaking.
Korea is the seventh stop on Shultz's nine-nation Asia-Pacific tour. Bruce Dunning, CBS News, Seoul.
10 past the hour.